Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WEEI Afternoons. Happy Friday afternoon to everyone who's listening. It's spring. I'm happy. Head towards the weekend, even though I'm going to spend a good chunk of it either raking leaves or at a volleyball tournament, but I'm going to enjoy the hell out of both of those activities.
You said you were going to pay your son to cut the lawn?
Oh, yeah.
You can't hold the whole college thing over his head? Hey, man, I'm paying XYZ for college. I'm going to need a little something on the back end.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah.
That would be the right way to do it, but I've also living in the real world now, and if I do that, then it won't get done. Then it'll be high, and then when he mows it, there'll be clippings. And
it's going to be 60 tomorrow, so.
Oh, the grass is growing.
Yeah.
The grass is absolutely growing. That's why I need to get the sticks and the leaves and all the other crap out of the way so that when it's ready to mow, we're ready to mow, but we're not talking mowing here. The beauty of live radio is that things pop up. Just boom. I was going to start with the results of my Drake May Joe Milton poll that Ted Johnson requested yesterday. And we're going to get into that because it's what I thought it was and not what he thought it was.
Your super clickbaity poll for today's show.
Thanks to Ted Johnson.
Yep.
And I'm going to take a victory lap like he likes to take. Anyway, but we're not going to do that first.
Kay.
So you are a minor league baseball guy.
Yeah.
Used to work for the Yard Goats.
I did 3 summers. That's right.
Once was the mascot,
Chompers the Yard Goat.
So Dan Ball, an expert on minor league baseball.
And ridiculous names.
Bring us the most ridiculous new name or alternate name that a certain minor league baseball team will be using.
Well, so shout out to our guy Brian Frazoco, because he was the one that found this. The Chesapeake Bay Sox, AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, who play the Yard Goats and also play the Portland Sea Dogs.
Oh, nice.
They are proud to introduce a new alternate identity for the 2025 season for select home games. The Chesapeake Bay Sox will take the field as the Chesapeake Oyster Catchers as a tribute to the Chesapeake Bay's rich heritage and thriving ecosystem.
Did they check that on Urban Dictionary before they decided to make that their alternate name?
Based on the logo, I'm going to go with no.
And I think Brian Frazoco is going to put the logo up on Twitch if he gets a chance. If not, you can find it, Google it, go on Twitter, search it.
The name is bad, the logo's worse.
It basically looks like a catcher's mitt.
What the hell?
Catching a shucked oyster.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, how can you see it and I can't? What the hell's going on in here? Anyway.
I don't know. I see the tweet.
It looks
there it is.
Like,
oh man.
It looks like a glove catching an oyster or other things. And so is that going to be in the center of their hat?
Yeah, and on the jersey and in the pro shop where families are going to see
I need one ASAP.
Now, see, when we were talking about the hats, how does that get past multiple people signing off on it?
Oh, the ones with the logo on top of the
Ariana Grande and the different anal and all those other things.
Yeah.
That is a question. This, I think, is signed off on because of the attention it will get.
I think
they're looking for the attention. They know people will want these T-shirts and these hats. They know people like us will look at that and be like, what's that called? What's that supposed to be? Because it's minor league baseball.
This is about to be the biggest digital day that they've ever had.
Absolutely.
This is going everywhere.
I don't fault them. You know, you got to do business is being done. Hell, look at the Savannah Bananas that have just changed the idea of marketing and attention and shock factor and
how
all
about
those
them?
Things.
I don't know who listed it. How about them selling out a football stadium for a game?
They're super popular.
Yeah.
Sneaky hot take here. It's not three, so we're not doing a three-point stance. But Major League Baseball has a weird problem that the mock team is more popular than the real teams in some places.
That the Globetrotters are more popular than the Celtics.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The Globetrotters are more popular than the actual basketball team in the region. So that's a bit of an issue. We'll get that out of the way. Now, because the longer we talk about that, the longer we extend the chances that I get in trouble or you get in trouble or we say something we shouldn't say about the oyster.
Somebody's
catchers.
Getting canceled at some point soon.
And I don't want to.
No.
You know who could get canceled soon if you believe some in Patriot Nation is Joe Milton, canceled right out of town. So Ted Johnson, if you recall, listeners, yesterday afternoon, I said I would do my poll today because he has this infatuation with Joe Milton. Does he put pressure on Drake May? Is Drake May soft? Zappy broke Mac Jones, Zappy fever, Zappy chance, all of this tied together. So I said I'll make it the poll.
Yeah.
because he seemed to think there was a pretty big portion of Patriot Nation that thinks Joe Milton is the next big thing. And they exist. Don't get me wrong. We get the text. We get the calls.
100%.
We had the call earlier. What do you think you could get if you traded Drake May and kept Joe Milton? Nope, we're not talking about that.
If you guys mentioned it off the top of the show in a 2 o'clock hour, we'll at least get one 100%. Once an hour. We'll Absolutely. Get a call about that.
So I did the very simple on Andy at Jumbo Hart on
yep.
Twitter.
Yep.
Which Patriots second-year QB do you like the most? And I believe Ted predicted yesterday it would be a 60-40 advantage for May.
Okay. Not nearly enough, by the way.
I predicted a Gerard Mayo-like. Late last year, I started doing polls about Mayo, and it didn't go great. And it was like 90-10.
Yeah.
I predicted it would be 90-10. I was wrong. It's 88-12. 88% say that Drake May is the Patriots quarterback they like the most. Only 12%, and this is 1,200-plus votes have been cast, so pretty good sampling of Patriot fans. So we often get caught up in the vocal minority or the craze factor, whatever. Not a lot of Patriots fans think Joe Milton's all that good.
I'm a proud 12%er.
You voted for Joe
Milton? I did.
Excuse me?
I did. I love the backflips. I love the backflips.
Loves the backflips and the big arm.
Backflips and the big arm? What about Damn football right. games and winning? See, this man is a conundrum.
How many games did Drake win last year?
No. This man watched Tom Brady do nothing exciting except win for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now he wants the guy with the big arm and does backflips instead of the guy who has a better chance to win you football games.
We've gone over this before with the interest kings thing. I like shiny objects.
Okay.
Well, and Bill built Tom Brady, too. So this is actually a quarterback who's standing on his own two legs, right?
I like it, Dan.
Okay.
So you, instead of Bill having a woman sit on his legs who's way too Easy. Young for him to be playing on the beach with. Anyway, total aside, did you see the video came out from that, Stiz?
No.
It's no longer just stills. Jordan posted the video.
Oh, no.
BTS behind the scenes.
Because you did report she has, like, I mean, it seems like every single moment of their life is being documented in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I heard she has a camera crew following her.
I'm kind of surprised or won't be surprised if it happens that they end up with, like, a reality show where there's some sort of...
Oh, Meet the Belichicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those, the Kardashians.
At very least, it's a YouTube series on the North Carolina...
There's something. Yeah. There's something coming.
Built for love. I love it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd hate watch that.
I'd hate watch it, too. We'd have to talk about it. You watch this video, though? First thing that makes me laugh is a little kid runs by in the background. Little 4-year-old, maybe. He was clearly down at the water, and he's running up the beach to his parents.
Don't give Jordan any ideas.
And then Bill struggles. The still photos, everybody was like, dude, his legs look jacked. Wow, he's jacked. He was struggling a little bit. And
the
when
72-year-old struggled?
I know, but I've told you, I'm starting to look old. When she hops off his feet.
Good clarification.
He, like, drops his arms, and you can clearly see.
Well, I'm watching it now. His arms are shaking like a leaf.
Oh, he was struggling.
Yeah.
This doesn't make him look good. She should have kept it at still photos. When you look at the actual event, he was, well, I mean, he could have broke a hip. He could have died. I mean, anything could have happened to
him. This is bordering on elder abuse. We're watching it on the Twitch right now.
Absolutely.
Like, you couldn't have found a more stable way to showcase your love for one another.
And what is she showing off? We get it. You were a college cheerleader, college dancer, award-winning.
She's being a 25-year-old woman. And I actually don't think he looks that bad. And in fact, I think Andy and Dan, we should try this out in the parking lot and see how Andy looks.
That would actually be... Now, that would be a funny Instagram video if we did that. One of us supporting the other. But no, that is out there. Are you guys following the NCAA tournament beyond just superficially for your brackets? Because I actually think... Down in Providence?
Yeah.
There's some interest in a couple of the guys we've talked about when the glory days of New England basketball.
Yeah.
And we were more invested in the tournament.
The UMass alumni group is popping right now down there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying you got a bunch of people with ties to the flagship that are down there.
So Rick Pitino and John Calipari won their first round game. Now, Calipari was an upset, Arkansas over Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Pitino is a 2-seed. They're really good. They are facing in the next round in Providence. Obviously, Rick Pitino came to fame early in his career by leading Providence to the Final Four in like 1986-ish. And I think that's a really cool matchup. I don't know how much people will get into it around here. Obviously, we're not going to do multiple segments on the matchup between Arkansas and St. John's and all that. But that's a pretty cool matchup down there in Providence with Rick Pitino. Although, coming off last segment, Celtics fans, ooh, Rick Pitino.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it all bottomed out.
Yep.
When he fired Red Auerbach and his secretary and told them to get their crap out of the office, and ooh, that was the low point.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
Well, that was the high point of his era.
Yeah.
That quote, that actually had a little staying power and was cool.
If you look at that and not the record
yeah.
or, you know, the movement.
And trading, he drafted Chauncey Billups and Ron Mercer and then traded, which one, like, halfway through his rookie season or right away, he had the opposite of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Hey, let's keep them together and see if they develop.
Right.
He traded those guys away like immediately because he was still sulking that he didn't get Tim Duncan.
Right.
The only reason he took the job was because he thought he was going to get Tim Duncan and was going to ignite his professional coaching career.
Traded Chauncey Billups, D. Brown, Roy Rogers, and John Thomas to the Toronto Raptors February 18th, 1998.
Yuck.
Not great.
Yuck.
But then he was involved in drafting Paul Pierce later that year. So
yeah, but on whole, it was a terrible era of Celtics basketball. Let's go to the other side of the country.
Okay.
Did you see what LeBron's little boy did last night? Bronny?
Yeah, looking like a little basketball star there.
So we had a lot of bitching on this program and others about nepotism and Bronny shouldn't be in the NBA. He averaged 3.4 points at USC and all these things and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how many guys that don't, quote, belong in the NBA can score 17 in the NBA. Like, I'm being honest. Like, I don't think many people, like, you got to have a little ability to score 17 points in an NBA game, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that.
Do we owe an apology to anybody?
I think it's a little early to do that.
Well, it's like Scal said to that dude, George, like, I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me.
Right.
So just to be in the league.
Right. So I'm talented. Saying Bronny is in the mix to have an NBA job. He just went out and scored 17 in an NBA game. So he wasn't this dad's coattails, riding, nepo, baby, whatever, that everybody tried to make it out to be, including me, which I got to go back. I got to go back, and I got to say, he scored 17 in an NBA game.
Yeah, but both can be true.
And what was the score of the game?
We got to stop doing that.
But it's true,
Fitzy likes to do that. Both can be true.
Yeah, because that's the
truth. We're in talk radio. We're in talk radio in a polarizing world. Pick a poll and run with it. You know, both can be true.
Did he get a leg up over other players that maybe were more talented than him?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he worthy of being in the NBA? It's radio. I can't have you shrugging. Can you answer?
I would say yes. I would say yes.
Okay. He just went out and said 17.
Did you see the score of the game, though?
I didn't.
118, Milwaukee. 89.
Oof.
Okay. Lakers. It was a blowout.
Wait
this
a minute.
This is garbage time points.
Wait a minute. We can't throw a parade every time Pritchard or Shireman or any of these guys do something.
Give me a break.
And then poo-poo somebody else's opportunity when they put a few points on the
That's
board.
One game in garbage time, though.
Okay.
We're talking Peyton Pritchard's hitting half-court shots in the NBA Finals.
Okay, that's a different example, but I'm just saying.
But that's a bench guy doing that.
We love to promote Celtics bench guys in weird situations that score points.
Yeah, but not when we're getting our doors blown by 30.
It's probably happened. I bet you I could go back and find it. Akita. Oh, did you see Akita? I know they lost, but Akita had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks or something. I bet you I could absolutely find it.
All right, well, if Bronny does it for a, count him, second time as an NBA player, then I'll start to give a little bit more of a care about that.
I don't care. I just think we may have been a little harsh on Bronny.
I think they actually treated Bronny like he should have been treated, which was a guy that wasn't ready to play in the NBA. And after a full year's worth of G League games, maybe the fact that he's a James, you're finally starting to see some of the talent that he has in there. I think we were perfectly justified in saying when the NBA season opened up and he was drafted, this kid is not ready. But now he's gone through a full season. I'm sure he's still not ready to be a full-time, a regular NBAer, but he's certainly closer, right?
So, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just think we were a little harsh for a little bit there.
All right.
We've been enjoying this, and I continue to enjoy this, these ballpark food reveals.
Unreal.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there was a recent one, tiramisu in a helmet. What do we think of that at the ballpark?
Yeah.
Seems a little too much, right?
A little too high end for my taste at a ballpark.
Give me soft serve.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those though.
What?
I'll do it once at a new ballpark, but then you're just stuck with an empty helmet. What do I do with
that?
Do you keep the helmet after?
Yeah, and then you throw it away. Like you keep it for a while and then you throw it away.
But do you bring it home?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to bring it to the bathroom and clean it off.
Oh, yeah. You got to wipe it out with it, at least with a napkin. Wipe it out.
Love the concept. A little bit of a hassle.
What about the big bat filled with popcorn that the San Francisco Giants are selling that you can, I guess, refill?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, unlimited for one price. You may not know the answer to that, but I'm in on that no matter what.
And then there's a big shake, birthday cake shake.
Oh, God.
Which I kind of like the idea of, but I don't know if I can pull it off at a like in a ballpark seat.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to end up with a birthday cake shake all over me, and now I got to go to the bathroom and get clean.
Because it expands. Those are the kind of ones where it expands far beyond the cup that it's in, right? Like
they're kind of stupid. They're not really shakes.
No. They're it's a like, sundae.
Yeah, it's a sundae.
It's like a sundae that melted.
In a dish that's too small. I love the idea, just not necessarily in the ballpark.
Stiz, are you in on any of these?
I'm a big tiramisu guy.
Really?
At a ballpark in a helmet?
At a ballpark in a helmet, a few beers deep might not be the best.
Wait, I didn't say that, but...
Yeah, but I'm just following logics.
Yeah, me too. Good point. Like tonight, later, Stiz will be a few beers deep. Last night, how did you watch basketball? A few beers deep. Maybe that should be a segment.
A couple beers.
Couple? No. That's different. That's
harkening back to the SNL.
Yeah, the Shane Gillis couple of beers.
Shane Gillis couple of beers.
But how many couple of beers?
He's a few beers or more deep. Yeah. Multiply it by a couple.
Yeah.
The other thing I am excited about that I bet this does not resonate with anyone else right now on this show. Dan Ball, too young. Stiz, maybe. I'm not sure. Fitzy, I think, would have been aligned with me. But Happy Gilmore 2. The trailer is out. I love Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Favorite. One of those was your favorite movie when we did the Newlywed game.
Yes, it's Billy Madison.
It is. Okay.
But Happy Gilmore, they're like, I could pick either or.
They are almost interchangeable.
It's a creature double feature, you know, pick flick. I want to watch both.
Yeah.
But let's listen to the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2, and I want to know if anybody's excited.
Arnold. Jacko. Tiger. SpongeBob? What is that? What's with the beaver teeth?
I haven't swung a club in years.
I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
Mr. Gilmore?
Holy shit.
Whoa. So I'm excited. I know it'll probably be terrible.
Nah.
Huh?
Might not.
You see the cast list?
Yeah. No, that's what has me excited. But sometimes when you do that, it's to cover up for the fact that it's a crappy movie.
Oh, like the shiny stuff. Or here's Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth.
Right.
Don't worry about what we're saying.
We got all these cool cameos. We're going to do all this. Are you guys interested? First of all, you've seen Billy
everyone
Madison,
has
right?
seen
absolutely
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking right at me when
Happy
you
Gilmore.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yes, great movie.
Okay, so it isn't a generational thing.
No, it's classic. Good enough and important enough for sports fans where it supersedes generations.
So will people care about this?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is this a real movie or is this a Netflix movie?
Netflix movie is a real movie.
Where do I watch this? Is it on Netflix or in the theater?
It's a Netflix.
Probably Netflix.
It's Netflix
because I know he did like a 10 movie deal with them for $500 million.
And almost all of them stink.
No.
Almost all. I didn't
say
all.
The stand-up one was really good. If either of you haven't seen it, Dan or Andy, it's like one where it's almost like a documentary and it follows him getting back into doing stand-up. It's sneaky good.
Yeah.
Okay. And I liked the one on Halloween, Herbie Halloween, something like that. It was terrible, but I liked it.
That's okay. There you go. I liked Uncut Gems. That was
very good.
Right? Yeah, that might have been the best one that's come
list.
Out of
Grown Ups.
That's
and
why
grown
I said almost.
Too. Pretty good.
That's not a Netflix movie.
No, I know, but they're good. I'm just saying he delivers some good movies.
Oh,
there was the movie with Jennifer Aniston. There was like a Murder Island or Murder Something with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you lost me there.
He does a good job.
Okay.
Speaking of good jobs, Stiz does a great job to end every show with odds and ends. And you're like, wait, we just did odds and ends. No, but it's the real odds and ends that we do Monday to Friday at this time. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.